We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan, riding solo here on the Q Morning Show for one more week. The new co-host starts 1 week from today, and I can't wait. Let's get to this morning's morning motivation. Maybe you have someone in your life that can be difficult to be around. They have their moods. Maybe you work with someone like that. This morning's morning motivation: allow people to have their moods and allow those moods to have nothing to do with you. Good morning. It's the Q Morning Show.
Q104 with your chance to win a flyaway to see.
This is Taylor Swift.
Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. It's Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. The 30-Day Song Challenge. This is something that I saw on social media. I thought it would be fun to do on the show this month. So today is day 24. The challenge, a song by a band that you wish were still together. This is easy. My favorite band of all time is the Bare Naked Ladies. Now, technically, they are still together and they're still touring, but Steve isn't there. Steve left the band a long time ago, and it's just not the same. I still hope that Ed and Steve and the band will reunite someday. They had a number one song back in the late 90s, BNL.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. Good morning. It's the Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. So here is the latest this morning on a potential TikTok ban. We've been hearing about this for months now, but now it seems like it's finally happening. You know that the House passed the legislation over the weekend, and late last night, the Senate approved the package. The bill passed 79-18 in a bipartisan vote. And now, I should also tell you, the bill did not only focus on TikTok. It was an aid package that also sends money to Ukraine and to Israel. But this show is really only qualified to talk about TikTok. And I'm barely qualified, as I'm not even on TikTok. But the legislation essentially says that ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, has 9 months to sell the app or it will be banned in the United States. Now, this is not law yet. The bill still has to be signed by President Biden, but he is expected to sign it. Why is all of this happening? Basically, there are concerns, and we've been hearing about them for months, about what a Chinese-owned company can do and will do with American data. So that's what it pretty much all boils down to. TikTok has said they will fight the law, if it is passed. They'll fight it in court once the bill is signed, and that could certainly buy TikTok some time. I still don't believe that TikTok is going away, even with legislation. There's just too many users. There's too much money involved. I believe the company would be sold before it would be banned. So if you're on TikTok and you love TikTok, I don't think you have anything to worry about. However, if it is okay with you, I would like to tell my 12-year-old son that TikTok is banned and see if that will help me control his screen time for the next few weeks. Hash It Out is on the way this morning. It is part two of yesterday's group therapy. Renee said no when asked to be a bridesmaid in her friend Allison's wedding. And now Renee believes that she's not even invited to attend the wedding. Allison and Renee will hash it out next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104, with your chance to win a flyaway to see.
This is Taylor Swift.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan on the line right now. Renee in Willoughby. Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
So if you were listening to the show yesterday, Renee was on for group therapy, and long story short, she was invited to be in the wedding of a friend of hers, and her friend's name is Allison. And you guys have been friends since college, right?
Yeah, we were roommates.
Okay. So Allison is getting married, asked Renee to be a bridesmaid, and Renee said, no, this is not a good time. What were the reasons again, Renee? It was work.
And the cost of things, yeah.
Okay. So Renee said, no, I can't be a bridesmaid. You'd be better off finding somebody else. Well, we're getting close to the wedding. The invitations have gone out. Renee is pretty sure that she did not receive an invitation. So she goes from being invited to be a bridesmaid to not even being invited to the wedding at all. And now Renee wants to find out what's up. What is going on with Allison? And you guys have still not spoken yet, correct?
Well, actually, she texted me last night. And she was like, really? You had a radio station call me? So
I'm not surprised she texted you that because, yes, we got a hold of Allison. She has agreed to come on the show. We're going to hash it out between you and Allison. And we'll find out why you're not invited to the wedding anymore, Renee.
I'm not sure I'm going to like it, but I'm prepared to defend myself.
All right, that's next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, it's the Q Morning Show. If you are just tuning in right now, we've had group therapy that has turned into Hash It Out. Renee is on the line right now. She called up yesterday for group therapy because she was invited to be in her friend Allison's wedding. And for many reasons, Renee said, I don't think it's a good idea. I can't be a bridesmaid in your wedding. Allison seemed disappointed about that. She has sent out the invitations for a wedding. We think that she has sent out all the invitations for her wedding. And Renee did not get one. Renee doesn't think that she's invited to the wedding at all. So I reached out to Allison. I invited her to be on the show this morning so Allison and Renee could hash it out. Allison, good morning and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. As we were texting back and forth last night, I realized that Allison doesn't even live here.
Right.
Where do you live, Allison?
I'm from Columbus.
Okay. So you've never heard of this show before, and you must be pretty confused on why we're calling you.
Yeah.
Okay. Your friend Renee is on the line, and we're going to start off this morning with the million-dollar question. Did you invite Renee to your wedding?
No.
And why is that?
Well, I mean, like, whatever she feels or what she might have already told you is, like, 100% correct. Like, we were friends in college. I mean, we lived together for a while. But, like, I guess I valued our friendship more than she does because her telling me that she didn't want to be a bridesmaid in my wedding was very eye-opening. I just realized, like, I clearly hold our relationship in a higher regard than she does. And so, yeah, for those reasons, I decided there was no point in inviting her to my wedding.
But, Allison, just because I said no to being a bridesmaid does not mean I don't value you as a friend. I know how committed bridesmaids have to be, and I realized I could not do that for you for so many reasons, which we talked about, like because of the distance, because of the cost. I just can't afford it right now because of my schedule. I was trying to do you a favor by saying no, but that didn't mean I wouldn't attend your wedding. I still love you as a friend.
I'm sorry. Really, Renee? Like, I don't even know why you just said that, because for years, I am the only one who has texted. Like, I text you and sometimes I don't even get a response back from you. I'm the one that calls you. I'm the one who, whenever I'm in town, I'm the one who reaches out to you and I like spend time together. And how many times have you visited me in Columbus? How many times have you visited me?
That's not fair. Your parents live up here.
Zero times. That's how many times you've visited.
When you come up here, it's not like you're just trying to see me. I don't know anyone else except for you. And again, I'm barely home myself. I'm barely in Ohio half the time. Sorry that my work schedule is so crazy, but it has nothing to do with you. Yeah, but if you really cared, you would take the time. If you really still wanted to be friends, you would make the time to be with me and spend time with me. I'm just saying your actions speak louder than anything you're saying to me right now. And, like, it's cool, Renee. It's cool. Like, not everyone stays friends forever. Like, people grow, people evolve, people move on. So, like, no hard feelings.
But I do have hard feelings. I feel terrible that you think I'm such a bad person and a bad friend. I never said I didn't want to attend your wedding.
Yeah, well, you usually don't say anything at all. So, like I said, your actions have done all of the talking.
Ladies, I want to jump in here for a second. Renee, I feel bad that it's gone in this direction because I think that you're taking a little bit of a beating right now from Allison. And Allison, I can hear the hurt feelings in your voice.
Well, yeah, like, I'm sorry, I ask her to be a bridesmaid and she tells me no and then wonders why I don't want her at my wedding. Like, you don't care enough about me to show up for me at any point in our relationship. I'm doing all of the heavy lifting. Like, so yeah, no, I'm done. Like, I'm all good here.
I hope that's just the hurt feelings talking, though, because, I mean, Allison, Renee is here. Renee is reaching out to you, and that's got to count for something. If she would have found out that she wasn't invited to your wedding and then just decided, well, I'm off the hook there, and then she just walks away, that's one thing. But she actually is making an effort to try to salvage this relationship, if it's possible that it can be salvaged, if this friendship can be saved.
But, like, again, she's reached out to you, a radio show, instead of calling me or texting me.
Well, a lot of that is...
This is insane to me.
A lot of that is my fault. I kind of put her up to it, and I said it would be great if we could call you so we can hash it out. So let's just say this. Would you at least be open to it? Would you at least be open to talking more with Renee and trying to work this out? I think that Renee is genuine when she tells me that she does want to save the friendship with you.
I absolutely want that. I want to be friends. I want to have a conversation. I didn't think this would go that far.
Are you open to that, Allison?
Okay. I mean, I miss my friend.
Okay, that's all I wanted to hear right now. So I'm going to take this off air. I'm going to put the two of you on hold. Obviously, you have each other's numbers, but I want to make sure that you either talk this morning or make an appointment down the road to talk, okay?
Okay.
Allison, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning, and good luck with your wedding. Renee, good luck to you, and good luck to the both of you. I really hope that you guys work this out.
Thank you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Let's get going. We're going to meet our contestants first. So let's say good morning to Janae in Mayfield Heights, a graduate of Bedford High School. Janae, good morning. Oh, sorry, I got to press that button. Janae, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in. Let's find out who you're going to be playing against this morning. That is going to be Marie in Parma, who graduated from Padua High School. Marie, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, ladies. Battle of the Burbs. It's a five-question trivia challenge. Your name is your buzzer, so when you know the answer, just shout, just Janae or Marie. And then I'll call on you. You'll be able to give your answer. Again, best of five wins Battle of the Burbs. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's go. Question number one. She was the very first American Idol.
Janae. Kelly Clarkson.
Is correct. Kelly Clarkson's birthday today, by the way. Janae leads the way 1-0. Here's question number two. It was reported yesterday that they will be filming parts of the new Superman movie here this summer. What is the name of Superman's home planet?
Janae.
Oh. Go ahead, Janae.
I literally just forgot it.
Oh, you forgot it? What about you, Marie?
I don't know.
No, it's Krypton. I was looking for Krypton.
I knew it was something with a K.
All right, question number three. Janae leads the way 1-0. If you come in third in the Olympics, what medal do you receive?
Marie.
Janae.
Bronze.
Bronze is correct. Marie ties it up. Question number four. Who is the host of The Tonight Show?
Marie.
Janae.
Marie.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon is correct. So Marie leads the way 2-1. Question number five. Janae, you need this just to tie to force the tiebreaker question. Question number five. What was the first Disney Pixar movie?
Janae. Pinocchio.
Not Pinocchio. Marie, do you know it?
Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo is incorrect. However, since that was the fifth question and Marie leads the way 2-1, Marie, you win the game.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Didn't need that tiebreaker question.
Hey!
Thank you so much, Marie. You have, again, movie passes for The Fall Guy next week, so you're going to be there. Hang on the line. I will set you up with those, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in for Battle of the Burbs. I appreciate you listening and for playing. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan, the Q Morning Show. Emily from Lorain is on the line. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, I heard you mention yesterday that you're thinking of getting rid of Battle of the Burbs, and I have to say, I'm all for it. I voted yes. Because, I mean, sometimes I get tired of the same thing every day, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I think change is good sometimes, you know, do something else, play a different game. It's springtime. It's like you're spring cleaning the show.
Oh, spring cleaning the show. I like that as a metaphor. Yeah. I've been using the term we're under the hood and then also we're remodeling. I've been using that. My dad, when he used to get bored in the house, he would move the furniture around a lot. Like for no reason, you would just come home from school and then the living room, all the couches over here, the chairs over here. My dad would just get bored and he would that's not exactly what we're doing. We're not bored with anything. It's just that we've been doing Battle of the Burbs for a long time. And as we get set here to launch the next chapter of the Q Morning Show, we're looking at everything. And then we sent out that poll yesterday or 2 days ago about how people feel about Battle of the Burbs. You're not alone, Emily. Like 52% of people said, yeah, let's do something else.
See?
So I'm not saying that, like, this is not, we have not made a final decision. More conversations will happen as we have more meetings. But yeah, I mean, Battle of the Burbs is just one thing that we're looking at. And I appreciate your opinion.
Oh, by the way, when does your new co-host start?
That is very soon. So a week from today, actually.
That sounds great.
I'm very excited about everything. Here's one thing that I can say. This person is one of us.
Oh.
They are one of us.
You mean a furniture mover?
Thank you, Emily. I appreciate you calling up this morning.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you for making me laugh.
You're welcome. Thank you.
More of the 90s, 2000s, and now, next on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. Lydia from Aurora is on the line. Lydia, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you up to today?
Just work. But I'm talking to you, so it's all good.
Thank you for taking a break at work and checking in with us. You want to play a game real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I've been playing Password all this week. I'm having fun with it.
Let's do it.
You know how to play, right? So you just have to guess the word, the secret word, the password, and I'm going to give you the clues, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what I'm going to do here real quick is I'm going to put you on hold. because I don't want you to hear the password. I'm going to tell everybody else listening right now the password, and then we'll bring you back to see if you can guess.
Okay.
All right, so hang on real quick, Lydia. The password is tissue. The password is tissue. So let's bring back in Lydia. Okay, Lydia, everybody knows the password. So I am going to put 30 seconds on the clock right now. Okay, so my timer is ready. When I give you the first clue, that's when I'll hit the timer. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm nervous, but let's do this.
Let's play password. Kleenex.
Tissue?
Ding!
Yay!
That was so easy, right?
That was. You're good. You're good at giving clues.
Let's play another one because that went by too fast. All right, so let me reset my timer here to 30 seconds. And I got to put you on hold one more time because I got to tell everybody the new password.
Okay.
Okay, so hang on, Lydia. Be right back. All right, Lydia's on hold. The password is flash. Flash. The password is flash. Let's bring back in Lydia. Lydia? Okay.
Hi.
Everybody knows the password.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock once again. The timer will start once I give you your first clue. Here we go.
Okay.
Camera.
Picture?
Dark.
Dark. Camera dark. Dark. Movie theater?
Superhero.
Marvel?
Fast.
Flash?
Flash! You got it with 5 seconds remaining.
Woo! I'm a little old.
I love how excited you are about password.
Oh, my God. You can tell how boring my job is.
You must work remotely because you're yelling that, like that at work?
I do work remotely.
Thank you, Lydia. I appreciate you listening to the show and calling up this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing.
I want you. I need you. Oh, God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. So there's a new report out that reveals how people are using AI, artificial intelligence, in helping them date online. It finds 64% of online daters are interested in letting AI be their dating coach to help boost their chance of finding a match. And I mean, some of these apps have been using AI for years to match up people with dates, haven't they? Nearly three quarters of people, 71%, would use AI to write pickup lines and conversation starters. And that is the stat that jumped out at me. So you know I had to do it. I asked ChatGPT to write me some pickup lines. Just out of curiosity, what is the opening line that artificial intelligence is telling you to use? Here's what it came up with. Are you a magician? Because whenever I look at you, everyone else disappears. That's a little cheesy, I think. ChatGPT, what else you got? Is your name Google? Because you have everything I've been searching for. Not bad. We're getting better. One more. If beauty were time, you'd be in eternity. That's deep. That's deep from artificial intelligence. I don't know if these are original pickup lines or if AI is stealing them, but AI's got some rigs. You can't deny it. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.